struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, here we go. Second date update on the 20s. We got Trey on the line.
What's up, Ashtray?
I like that one. What's up, Ashtray? I think you're going to go with like Trey Lance or whatever.
Trey Styles. I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Trey Simmons. I'm making up names, man. Anyway, Trey, tell us about your date.
Yeah, guys, I met this girl, Colleen. We actually met during a hiking meetup, and like I really enjoyed her company, and so I wanted to take her on another hiking date. Like, I really enjoyed it. We did a sunset hike. You know, I thought she and I really had fun, but I don't know, guys, she's ghosting me. She's like not calling me back, not texting me back, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, we should have MJ do the, you know, kind of go down the list of potential things that he could have done wrong, being that Joe and I are such avid hikers.
There we go.
No sarcasm, by the way, Trey. Right. MJ actually does hike. Joe and I, as soon as you get to...
We're out.
Hey, you want to go...
Nope, thank you. We're good. There was a hiker we had on second date update before where he wore a thong on the date.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Really? That didn't go too well for him either.
Yeah, he was wearing a thong and smelled like...
Yes!
He smelled like ashtray. I believe was the problem,
right?
So what could go wrong on a hike date, MJ?
Well, did you help her when it got a little bit harder?
You know,
like, were you holding her hand? And
are you an avid hiker and maybe she's more
moderate?
Joe and I, I wouldn't even call us beginners. We're haters.
Not even casual.
On recreational stroll up the mountain and then realizing... Now I gotta walk all the way back down.
Farther we go, man.
Yeah, I mean, I did my best to be as accommodating as I could, try to help her out, and
Did you go way ahead of her? I mean, like, or you guys hiked together? You guys were walking together? I mean, because sometimes if you go way ahead, then it's just like...
It's kind of mean.
Yeah. Well, you know what? To me, this is when I know a hike date is about to go bad. When she's got hiking shoes and I've got my jogging shoes on.
And I'm not prepared for this,
man. Are we good? And she goes... with like a hydration pack or whatever, rubber nozzle thing, you know, to keep her hydrated and drink water on the way there. Meanwhile, I'm carrying like my little hydroplast thing over here. I'm like, okay, so I gotta carry this thing, and here you've got a water bladder in your backpack.
Going back to what Keola said earlier, did you stink?
Nah, man.
Oh, yeah, that could be a problem, too.
Nah, man. I mean, you got to smell good. You know, got to keep things fresh. I think that was fine. I'm a pretty avid hiker. You know, I know my way around, so.
But you were a good guide then, being that you're an avid hiker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Trey, Ashtray. What was the girl's name again?
Her name's Colleen.
Colleen. Okay, cool. We're going to give her a call right now, Trey. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe, MJ, and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, bring you back in, see if we can line you up for another date, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Well, hello.
Chippy there.
I will see your energy and match it with a hello. Hey, Colleen. Is this Colleen?
Yeah.
Hey. It's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
MJ.
What's up?
Good morning, Colleen.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah,
sorry.
I missed my opportunity, bro.
Like Colleen to the left, or I go Colleen to the right. I don't know. Which
you know what
it?
I like? I like me some Colleen Greens.
That's a good one to eat, too. Yeah, Colleen Greens.
Colleen Greens, man.
And
those
after
are
that,
delicious.
I Colleen the mess with them dumb making ones.
Hopefully, when you go on that date, he smells Colleen.
Yes, that's a big deal, bro. Yes.
I can't believe you guys are calling me. This is so
We
awful.
Are calling you, yes. Yes.
Wait, hey, Fat Joe.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, how's McCoy's trumpet journey going?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's funny you say
you know
that.
What? We're not Colleen for that reason.
No, we're not.
I don't think he wants to talk about the trumpet journey, but although I do want to hear it.
Yes, well, the other day, the neighbor comes up to me right across the street. Poor guy, because he has to hear McCoy, because his window and his house is right there. So he stops me as I pull out my truck and he's like, hey, your son's getting better in the trumpet. And I told him, oh, he is? And I stopped and said, hey, right on, man.
Go over there.
Well, that's how it started. Yeah, it's bad, man. So far, I got better, though.
Yeah. So, according to your neighbor, who
according to my neighbor, he said he's got better.
Oh, good.
And he's a military guy, too.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. So, that sounds like you couldn't have a better neighbor for that situation.
Oh, yes, he's the one to tell the truth.
Yeah. Mind over matter. And number two, it's like, yes, please do taps.
Yes.
Hey, Colleen, gotta let you know, we're on the radio. We're on air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So, legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, if that's okay?
Yeah, I don't know why you're calling me, but I think it's awesome.
Well, we need you to come, Colleen, because there's a guy that you went on a hiking date with.
Oh, yes.
That should narrow down, hopefully. And you haven't gotten back to him?
You're talking about Trey Horror?
Trey Horror.
Not Ashtray.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, tell us about why did we name him Trey Horror?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, okay. You know, I met him on Meetup on a hike we did, okay? And he wanted to take me on another hike, which apparently he knew very well. So I'm like, yeah, sounds great. Let's go. I'm always down. You know, I love hiking. So he picks me up around 3:30, I think it was, because he wanted to do a sunset hike. And we head into one of the valleys in Pearl City. And we start out on the hike at his secret spot, apparently. And he told me, we're not going to follow the trail because I know this other way and it leads to the most amazing scenery. And so I'm excited because I really wanted to see this, especially with the sunset and everything. So we're hiking for like an hour and he looks very confused suddenly. So I'm taking a water break and then Trey says, you know what? Wait here. I'm going to look for the markings I left the last time I was here. So I'll be right back. I'm thinking, okay, he's leaving me all alone? Like, what if he gets lost and he never comes back? And then I thought, okay, you know, I'll just stay here because I kind of think I know my way out if he doesn't come back. So then I'm not even exaggerating. An hour goes by.
Oh.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is going down. It's getting darker. He's nowhere to be found. And I'm feeling uneasy at this point. Like I decided, okay, I'm going to walk back the way we came.
You're over there, okay, he dead.
Yeah.
Okay, he fell off a cliff.
Oh, no.
What happened? I'm calling his name. I don't know where he is. And so I'm walking back, but then I get to a point where I don't remember where to go. Well, I don't see any markings or anything. I'm getting scared. And then, I'm not even kidding, I hear animal noises and like there's some leaves rustling, like someone or something was walking by, but I didn't see anything.
It's just a wild boar. You'll be okay.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah,
they're there.
That's what I was thinking, like a wild boar.
And their tusks are really, they're very malleable.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they'll only barely pierce your skin.
You can handle.
Oh my gosh, seriously. I was freaking out. I'm using the light on my cell phone. I don't see anything. I'm scared that if I keep the light on, the wild boar is going to attack me or my battery is going to die. And I needed to keep it some charge because I needed to call 911. So then, like, something hits me on the head. It's like a nut. Then a stick comes out of a tree and falls on me, hits me in the head as well.
You gotta watch out for them orangutans, man. They're all over Pearl City. There's a orangutan epidemic over there right now.
Watch out.
Really? For real? Oh my God.
No, that was sarcasm. Yeah. That was sarcasm, MJ. Joking.
At this point, I'm hearing growling noises and there's more rustling from leaves on the trees. I'm still wandering around for like, I think it was like half an hour. And then Trey shows up.
Oh my God.
He comes up behind me.
I'm Rafiki. Simba.
This is the circle of life.
Yes.
Here, let me hit you with my staff.
Yes.
Well, get this. He's been following me around and watching me the whole time.
Wait. Because you said, if my math's correct, you were waiting for an hour and then 30 minutes of hearing the leaves rustling and nuts being thrown at you, sticks moving, and animal noises.
Right.
That was...
Right. him. That was him.
Oh my God.
That was him?
Oh, what a dude.
Bro, that's an hour and a half. How long does a joke and a prank take? For nonetheless, what a messed up prank for somebody that's not an avid hiker.
Not cool at all,
bro. Right? He told me that because I love horror movies. I told him that on our first hike, that he wanted to create a horror scene for me, and he told me that he was throwing the nut and the stick at me, and he was hiding and following me, and he was the one making the growling noises and all the rustling and the nut on my head and everything. He's such a You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
That's what happened, and I'm done. So you can go tell him that he's a jerk, and that if he wants a girl to actually want to go out with him again, he shouldn't do stupid idiot stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a bad... That's not even funny.
That's
scary.
There's no humor. Well, Colleen, you know what? You can tell him yourself, because we got Ashtray on the other line. He had called us to call you.
That tray should be replaced with a hole.
Yeah, like, Trey, I just don't understand how it is that you didn't see that as a bad move, disrespectful, putting her in a vulnerable position where she feels like her well-being is in jeopardy.
And you wonder why she's
when
not
you know
back
what's going on being an avid hiker.
Yes.
This is like, not only is it taking advantage,
it's scarring.
He's there.
I mean, like, look. I mean, first of all, can I just say I was there the whole time? Colleen, I never left you alone. I mean, I wanted to see what
never
you wanted to do.
Alone.
I wanted to kind of create a horror movie for you. You know, I mean, I thought you wouldn't do it. You would find a way, you know, no problem. I mean, it was all good fun, girl. I mean, I had fun. I wanted you to have fun. I mean, I thought you'd appreciate it afterwards. I mean, I didn't think you were going to, like, freak out and it was going to be, like, so traumatizing for you.
Traumatizing for me.
Well, Colleen, who doesn't like a recreation of a horror film as a first date? I mean, you know, whenever I go out with a girl, I'd make a haunted house and I'd go around the corner and have her get lost and go,
girl, I know you want this now. You find me attractive, don't you? Don't worry.
Rafiki's here to save you. By the way, all you heard was Pumbaa.
That's all.
And like Keola was saying,
I'm going to Pumbaa you.
That's right. Those tusks. They'll get you.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Trey.
I never have mentioned that I like horror movies. And the reason I like horror movies is because I'm safe in my seat in a theater and I'm watching it on a screen, not because I want to live it out in real life.
Yeah, I know.
Look, Colleen, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just thought you would enjoy it and I thought you'd appreciate it. I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you. Yeah, we'll go on another hike. Nothing like that will happen.
No. You blew it. And that's it.
You know, Colleen and Joe, maybe you can attest to this because you're really into horror films.
I love horror movies.
I can tell. It must be a kid thing because Baby K loves being scared. Once in a great while, like if he goes out with Allie, when they come home, I hide behind the door.
Yeah.
I'll get my iPhone and I look up Dragon SFX, Dragon Sound, and I'll hide it somewhere.
Yeah.
And so he walks and all he hears.
Oh my God.
And then he's like, Auntie Owie, do you hear that? And then I'll hide behind the door and then I'll hear his little pitter patter of feet in between. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'll come out and I'll be like, bruh. And you're like, and he's so happy.
Yes.
Like he's so ecstatic and full of joy.
Oh, that's
and it's like, I was like, me, I'm like, you know, someone goes, boo, and I go,
Let me punch you in the nose right now,
So maybe, being that you're into horror films, Colleen, Trey thought that you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
He was trying to stimulate you.
I mean, to each their own. Everyone's got their own thing. And
no, I'm isolated in a forest by myself with the sun going down, and I feel like the guy just left me there. And who knows what happened to him? He might have gotten lost, and then I'm lost. Like, that was not fun.
I mean, maybe it could be like ghost hunters.
Yeah.
Like, some people get that adrenaline going, and they love it, and that's just their thing. Me, personally...
Hell no.
No.
I'm not. Sorry, I was about to say a bad four-letter word. Arf that.
Forget it.
That's not my thing. Yeah. But somebody that is into the afterlife...
Weird people.
...would get joy out of that. So being that you're into the horror films, he made an assumption of... bad assumption, albeit,
yes,
that would be something that you would enjoy.
Uh-huh.
And so he went about it all wrong. Trey, now that you're knowledgeable that that's not her thing, and I would say that applies to 99.9% of people out there, Trey, so don't do it again is what I'm trying to convey to you.
Yeah.
He can take you out.
No, Colleen, again, I'm so, so sorry. Like I said, I just thought, again, you know, you'd find it funny and, like, entertaining, and it would be all good, but, you know, again, it won't happen again.
Again.
I'd say just lighten up. I didn't mean to.
Whoa.
You know. Whoa, Trey. Why don't you just leave it at that? You were ahead after the second again. So, Colleen, how about we send you guys on an actual date?
Yeah.
You know, like a restaurant that is well lit.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of people surrounding you. You won't be left alone for an hour and a half in the wilderness to fend for yourself against Pumbaa.
That's right.
And Rafiki.
And Simba.
You know, and then that way you guys can get to know one another and see if there's chemistry, because Trey, he now knows never to do that again. You don't get a rise out of that. That is not to your enjoyment. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do that to the wrong person, you'll get hurt, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but we're trying to focus on lining up. Yeah, that's where my mind is at right now. So, Colleen, we pay for dinner and drinks. Once again, well lit, a lot of people
around, environment. Mm-hmm.
And then you can focus on Trey and vice versa. And then you'll see if there's some compatibility there in the romantic department.
Guys, you know what? I'm so sorry. I just don't think I can come back from that, for real. Like, I would love to go on a date that you guys pay for, but I'm sorry, not with him.
Not with Scar.
Aww. Not with Scar, yeah.
Or Mufasa.
I can see how traumatized you are from this.
Yeah, me too.
Trey, do we know any better now moving forward in life? That was the most important thing that you think you can get away from this conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. You're lost.
Wow.
Oh, really? My loss.
Yeah. In other words, when you take a girl hiking, don't go f***y with her again, okay?
Yeah.
No, you're allowed to do something friendly and funny, like Rafiki.
Yeah, that's
cool. But no,
no.
Not with her emotions.
Yeah, exactly.